Dictation test.
1번.
Good morning. This is Eric Parker with ABC World Weather. In New York, we will see a clear and beautiful sky all day. In London, it will be cloudy with a chance of showers in the afternoon. 2번. Let's move to Asia. 1번. In Tokyo, it will be a hot and sticky day, while in Beijing, it will be windy with yellow dust.
2번.
What are you doing, Suji?
I'm choosing a postcard for my pen pal in South Africa.
3번. Oh, you have a pen pal. I didn't know that. Let me help you find a good one.
4번. Thanks. That would be great.
What about this one with puppies?
It's cute, but I want something more traditional. I want the postcard to show Korean culture.
5번. I see. Then you should buy this one with Namdaemun.
That's good. I know that it's Korea's national treasure number 1.
3번.
You seem to be tired.
I couldn't sleep at all because of my noisy neighbor.
What happened?
He played the piano until dawn. It made me crazy.
So, did you say anything to him?
Yes. I advised him not to play the piano at night, but I'm not sure that he'll follow my advice.
4번.
Mom, I'm home.
How did it go with the school festival, Jack? You were supposed to dance with your friends, weren't you?
Yes, we were, but we changed the plan at the last moment.
What do you mean?
Well, Mike didn't bring the music file, so we couldn't dance to the music.
What did you do then?
We sang together. It was embarrassing at first, but we enjoyed it. The rest of the students sang with us.
I'm so glad that it ended well.
5번.
Hi, Minsu. Why did you come here? What's wrong?
Hi, Miss Anderson. I wonder if you can help me with this ring.
Let me see. The ring seems to be too tight for your finger.
Yes, it hurts a lot.
Have you tried oil or soap?
Yes, but it didn't work.
Then there's nothing I can do here. I'll take you to the hospital.
But I still have 2 classes after lunch.
6번. Don't worry. I'll tell your homeroom teacher about this.
6번.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Minji. I heard you won first prize in the dance contest. Congratulations!
Thanks. I was quite lucky.
No, I don't think so. You practiced really hard, didn't you?
7번. Well, that's true.
I'm so happy to have a friend like you. Let's have a party to celebrate your success.
Surprise! This bike is for your birthday.
I can't believe it. Thanks, Dad.
My pleasure. But you should ride the bike safely. First, make sure to wear a helmet when you ride the bike.
I promise I will. Don't worry, Dad.
Do wear sneakers.
All right. Now, can I try the bike?
There's one more thing. Never use your cell phone when you ride the bike.
What about listening to music?
No way. That's dangerous too.
Jenny, where are you running to?
My cat ran away from my house.
Oh my, I'll help you find him.
Thanks, but what should I do if I can't find him?
I think you should put up posters in the neighborhood. Do you have a picture of him?
Yes.
Then I'll make a poster while you're looking for him.
Thank you. I'll email his picture to you right now.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Marine Museum. We are going to open in 10 minutes. You can buy tickets at the ticket booth by the entrance. Tickets cost $15 for adults and $7 for children. Please do not bring any food or drinks inside. You may take pictures if you want. Some of the exhibits are very old and can break easily, so do not touch any exhibits. We hope you enjoy the exhibits.
The air is getting dirtier and dirtier. There is something you can do to improve the city's air quality. You can leave your car and take public transportation instead. If it is too hard to do that every day, you can try taking the bus or subway every other day. You can commute by bike if your workplace is not that far. It will improve your health condition too. Why don't you try getting around a different way from tomorrow? I can't believe it.
What's up?
Do you remember that I was planning to take a trip to Taiwan?
Sure. You are leaving next Friday, right?
That was my plan. But I had to cancel the trip because of the earthquake.
Oh, I heard there was an earthquake in Taiwan yesterday.
The airline told me that they wouldn't return my money because I bought a non-refundable ticket. I'm so upset.
That's too bad.
This is Laura Smith at ABC Mart. How may I help you?
Hello. I wonder if you have pencil sharpeners.
Sure. We have several kinds of pencil sharpeners.
Good. How much are they on average?
Their price ranges from $10 to $30.
Thanks. I'll visit there soon.
Okay, I'll wait for you.
Gina, it's already 11:30. I've finished my homework.
Oh, have you?
If you've finished yours, how about having lunch now?
Not yet. It'll take about 30 more minutes to finish mine.
I see. Let's have lunch then.
Sorry, but I have to go to the post office to send a parcel.
Then how about an hour later from now?
Okay. See you then in the cafeteria downstairs. Mr. Brown, I'm so nervous now.
Try to calm down, Jenny. I'm sure you can beat Claire.
Do you really think so?
Sure. Don't you remember? You've practiced really hard.
Yes, I do. I did my best to complete every skill you taught me.
If you don't forget those skills, you'll surely beat her.
I see.
And be sure to pay attention to the ball all the time.
Jinsu, can you give me a ride to my home?
Didn't you bring your car?
No. My dad is using the car today.
Then I'll drive you home.
Thanks. And I'm thinking of buying another car.
Don't. I'll drive you whenever you need it. Buying another car is a waste of money.
You're really good. Thanks again.
It's already 11 p.m. What makes you come home late?
I'm terribly sorry, Dad.
What happened? Did you miss the last bus?
No.
Then did you have too much work to finish?
No, but it's not my fault. My watch stopped, and I didn't recognize it.
Oh, really? Don't be late next time.
Number 1. Excuse me, you're stepping on my foot.
I'm terribly sorry. I didn't realize it.
Number 2. Is this seat taken?
No, it's empty. Go ahead and sit down.
Number 3. These shoes will fit you well.
Can I try them on?
Number 4. Is this bus headed for City Hall?
Yes, it is.
Number 5. How can I get to the department store?
You should take bus number 16.
Many students have a tough time focusing on studying. Here are some tips for you. First, You have to make a list on what you should study. Second, you should find a good place to study. You can listen to music if it helps you concentrate on studying. And you must take breaks whenever you feel tired. Finally, you shouldn't give up.
I can't believe this. There used to be nothing here.
You're right. When I first came here, it was just an empty place.
Grandpa, now it's a beautiful garden. I love it.
Happy to hear that.
You worked really hard to make this garden, didn't you?
Yes, and I've been still working on it.
Really? How long do you work on it a day?
Jane, your room is too messy.
Dad, there's a reason for that.
I'm curious about it, dear. Please, tell me about it.
That's because I don't have enough closets for my clothes. Don't you agree?
Well, yes. But I think that's not the only reason.
What do you mean, Dad?